From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says the nation's economy is in good shape for the long term. He pointed to what he says are the economy's core strengths, such as universities, innovation, and a dynamic workforce. Meanwhile, there were some better-than-expected housing numbers out today. The real estate industry's main trade group says sales of previously owned homes shot up a record 10.1% last month. That was their biggest jump in some 2.5 years. Lawrence Yun, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, says much of the rise came as buyers sought to get in ahead of a federal tax credit that had been set to expire at the end of this month.
The tax credit dollar amount, $8,000, it carries a bigger weight in the Midwest, the affordable region of the country, so we are beginning to see prices actually turn up in the Midwest.
Another big reason sales have been up is lower mortgage interest rates and attractive home prices. Nationally, the median sales price for the average home was 7.1% below a year ago at $171,100. Iraq's parliament has passed a new version of the election law that was vetoed last week, but it's unclear whether this will allow national elections to proceed as planned in January. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad.
Word from the office of Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi is that he may veto this new version of the law as well, arguing that it still doesn't give fair representation to Sunni Arabs like himself. The law is essential to setting up national parliamentary elections, which were supposed to be held before the end of January. Iraq's Election Commission has suspended preparations for that vote until the law is clarified, so it may not be ready to hold January elections, even if the law escapes Hashimi's veto. General Ray Odierno, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, has said that the drawdown of American troops could begin about 60 days after the election is held. It's still not clear when that election will take place. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
Hate crimes based on sexual orientation and religion rose in 2008. That's according to the FBI. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Race-based hate crimes have always been the most common, and that remained true in 2008. But crimes based on religion and sexual orientation both increased by about 10% from the previous year. Three-quarters of the race-based hate crimes were committed against African Americans. Two-thirds of the religion-based hate crimes were committed against Jews, and 58% of the hate crimes based on sexual orientation were against gay men. This year, Congress passed a new hate crimes law that lets the FBI track crimes based on gender and gender identity. This is an incomplete picture, and the FBI discourages year-to-year comparisons. State and local officials report hate crimes to the federal government voluntarily, but many places do not report, or they report zero hate crimes, which experts in the field say is not accurate. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow rose 132 points. This is NPR. A federal agency has released preliminary results of tests in imported Chinese drywall. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says it found that emissions from the toxic drywall corrodes metal pipes in homes where it's used. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The federal finding confirms what earlier tests conducted by private firms have already established. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says a study of 51 homes determined that Chinese drywall emits hydrogen sulfide gas, which corrodes air conditioning coils, copper pipes, and ground wires in homes where it's present. Between 2004 and 2007, about a half billion pounds of Chinese drywall was imported and used in the construction of thousands of homes nationwide. Homeowners complained that the odors and gas emitted by the drywall cause headaches and sore throat, forcing many to move out of their homes. Members of Congress from Florida and Louisiana pressured the CPSC to investigate. The agency says federal researchers are still looking at whether there may be long-term health and safety issues. The CPSC says it's also working on developing a low-cost test for homeowners who suspect they may have toxic drywall. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Speculation that British candy maker Cadbury may be the object of a bidding battle helped to lift the company's share price today. So far, Kraft Foods has emerged as the major bidder, though there are reports other global confectionery players, including U.S.-based Hershey and Switzerland's Nestle, may also be considering making a play for Cadbury. Kraft has bid $16.4 billion in cash and stock for Cadbury. Number of people traveling by air this Thanksgiving is expected to be down. That's according to the Air Transport Association. Due to the weak economy, the group is forecasting a 4% decline from a year ago in the number of airline passengers. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.